Galina Ustvolskaya was born in Petrograd in 1919. She studied at the Leningrad College of Music from 1937 to 1939, and then at the Rimsky-Korsakov Conservatory, from which she graduated in 1947. She then obtained a research assistantship there and taught composition from 1948 to 1977. Her composition teacher, Dmitri Shostakovich, spoke out in favor of her several times and predicted that her works would one day be appreciated throughout the world. He would even send sketches and drafts of his own works to her for her comments and advice, which she took very seriously. She was apparently the only one of Shostakovich's pupils who managed to cut through the dense field of gravity surrounding him. Shostakovich wrote her, "It is not you who are influenced by me, but me by you." In the 1949 trio we'll be listening to, the theme of the piece will be quoted a few years later by Shostakovich, and he will quote another passage from it 22 years later, a year before his death. Ustvolskaya kept away from people. Living in a minuscule flat, she refused all interviewers and photographers and declined every invitation. She seemed to belong to another world. For a while, she lived with a composer called Yuri Salkashin, who died suddenly of an epileptic fit at the age of 37. The two had never married. Shostakovich commented on that fact by quoting Desdemona in Othello, "It's not you I am in love with, but your suffering." And he adds, "That Dostoevsky-like aspect of her character dominates her entire existence, and I fear for what the future will bring." She was purported to be rude, ascetic, obstinate, and much of her music reflects these qualities. Stravinsky declared, after listening to her music, that he understood what the Iron Curtain actually meant. This clarinet trio has some of the obstinate character, but it also has other qualities. I find the slow movement absorbing and beautiful. Let's hear it now, performed by Oleg Malov, piano, Alexander Shustin, violin, and Adil Feodorov, clarinet.